the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Good afternoon, Jane McNaughton here with you today on a shorter version of the Country Hour. And today we're chatting rain. Some parts of the state have recorded nearly 100 mils overnight, and it's been a relief for some farmers in the southwest of the state who have been putting out spot fires since New Year's Eve. But others have been out in the paddock assessing the damage. What's the situation been at your place? And what has that meant for you? Do you want more rain or a little bit less? 0467 842 722. Rain over the west of the state has brought relief to some farmers who have been putting out spot fires for nearly a month. People in the town of Pelagio have been living with continuous anxiety after a fire ripped through the community on New Year's Eve, killing thousands of livestock and scorching several farms. Celia Scott is a farmer and captain of the local fire brigade. She lost hundreds of acres and her entire 40-hectare hay crop in the blaze. She says her farm got 23 mils of rain last night.
I won't lie, it's been pretty tough on the whole community, whole district. I think all of us are looking forward to the day where we don't have to look to the horizon when the northeasterly winds start gusting at 40 k's an hour and looking for puffs of smoke going up. But, yesterday's rain made a bit of a difference.
What happened to your property when these fires ignited 27 days ago?
It was heading directly at us towards the main part of our property, and then we ended up losing about 600 acres, but we were able to move some stock around onto summer crops, etc. And we were fortunate enough not to lose stock, which obviously a lot of other people in the area weren't in the same position. So we lost 600 acres of pasture, and unfortunately on one of those paddocks was 400 bales of hay that we hadn't got around to carting. So yeah, we lost mainly just feed.
Between feed and fencing, how much do you think this might have cost your farm?
Well, we were reasonably well insured, so we lost about 19 kilometres of fencing, and then $50,000 worth of hay. So yeah, it certainly has had an impact, and even with insurance, it all takes time for it to come through and for it to arrive. So yeah, we'll be all right. But, it has been. It's just the constantness of having to go and deal with fire stuff when you've still got a farm to run and all that sort of thing going on.
As the captain of the local fire brigade, how's the community feeling today after a bit of rain and a bit of reprieve?
It's fantastic. Obviously, there's not the smoke on the horizon, but at the same time, it's 34 degrees and we're all madly trying to do those jobs that we haven't been able to do because of fires, etc. And we lost power at 6 o'clock last night. So, but it's certainly a sense of relief that we've had that moisture and that it's, most of it's soaked in. There's not much of it sitting around anymore, but it's a start.
So with the ash and the dust that was lingering in the air, there hasn't been any issues caused by the rain coming down?
I mean, certainly the way that it came and how quickly it came, it did run, and there will have been, I know a few people managed to get their put it out with the straw and stuff in front of it. To be honest, I've actually headed up onto the main part of the fire ground and seen what's going on there. But I think everyone was well aware and had rainwater tanks disconnected still, so it has given that flush out of ash, etc. I think just not having the constant, because we have had a lot of north and northeasterly winds over the last week or so, and it's just been blowing straight off the fire ground onto everyone to the south. So
we are aware that there has been people in your community that did lose livestock and unfortunately probably were grieving slightly more than yourself. Are those how is the rest of the community feeling at the moment for those people who did lose things like livestock?
I definitely won't say how other people are feeling because everyone's dealing with it differently, and there are different people are going through stages at a different pace. There are some that have done amazing jobs and got fences back up and are well on the way to getting their properties refenced. Blazade's been amazing out here, pulling down fences and those northerly winds that were howling through over the last week. Their volunteers were out there pulling down fences and swallowing all that same dust and ash that we're all swallowing. So, Blazade have been fantastic, and they are helping people get to sort of that recovery stage, I think. Look, the people that have lost Docker, it's a whole other level of trauma that they're having to go through. Some of them are restocking. I know some have already bought stock and have them on adjustment, ready for hopefully when they get some grass growing on their places again.
So what does the next month or so look like for your community?
Hopefully not too many fires and not too many fire call-outs. Look, I think we're not kidding ourselves. There's going to be stuff that's still alive out there in blue gums and areas of the fire ground. The issue with the blue gums is the leaf pull that happens post-fire, so in the 10 days to 2 weeks after the fire, that then creates a mat that will light up. So, yeah, the blue gums are probably our main concern, and that's where we've been having issues over the last week or so. But, it's not over, but it's at least there's a bit of reprieve. This rain has given us a bit of reprieve for a few days.
Celia, thank you so much for your time on the Country Hour today.
That's okay. Thanks, Jane.
Farmer and captain of the Pelagio Fire Brigade, Celia Scott there. And we have had some people text in on 0467 842 722 to tell us about what's happening in their part of the state. We have in Mildura, there was about 80 to 100 millimetres of rain. In South Moringa, they got 10 to 17 mils. Thank you for your text, Luke. And Kieran from Kyneton has sent through a picture of his rain gauge with almost 100 mil in it. Good on you. Thanks, Kieran.
The Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Jane McNaughton here with you today on the Country Hour, where it is 17 past 12. Now let's head to the northwest of the state now, where there have been between 80 and 100 mils, as been pointed out in the text line, of rain that fell in that region in just a few hours in Mildura last night. Emergency services received 120 calls for help, and a roof blew off a shed, and people have had to be rescued after driving through floodwater. Jeff Scott is from the Australian Table Grape Association, and he told James Finlay this morning that the heavy rain was very localised.
Look, there's been some mixed reactions, but in the main, though, it hasn't been too bad. A lot of the growers these days cover their crops to protect them from rain and from hail. There's been various reports from different regions. Some places have had up to 75 to 100 mil. Other places, say in Robinvale, they've had maybe 5 to 10 mil, maybe down south a little bit more, maybe 35 mil. But in the main, though, it seems to have got out of it quite lightly so far, but it's early days to tell. What has been good, though, is that the wind's been here, and if we do have rain like this, we have the wind that we are getting is quite good after rain.
But okay.
At the same time...
Tell us why the wind after rain is good.
Well, it dries things out. It'll blow all the raindrops away. It'll quickly dry out the covers, the vines, the foliage, etc., and hopefully prevent any build-up of any pest pressure or any disease pressure.
Mm. Now, I was speaking to a grower over the weekend that said, oh, look, hopefully there's not too much rain this week because it'll affect the grapes. So tell us a little bit about what last night's rain might mean for growers. Like, the heaviness of the rain is one thing, but the amount of rain is another, right?
True, and look, it depends on the varieties. I mean, our season this year is probably maybe a week to 10 days behind where it would normally be on an average year. Some of our more stable varieties like Crimson, they're a fair bit off becoming mature at this stage, so the impact of rain won't be as great on those varieties. But some of the younger, early varieties, and if they weren't covered, they may have some rain damage.
Mm-hmm. And what about, there was a fair bit of wind last night, that can create a bit of damage as well?
Wind can, if the wind is too strong, yes, it can create damage. It may blow some covers off, it may, if it's strong enough, may even blow some trellis over. I do believe there's maybe a little bit of that, but not in a great deal, but that's the potential of very strong winds that can cause the damage.
Okay, so going through the day, are you expecting to hear any more reports in regards to damage or how it might affect, or do you think everything should be fine?
Look, again, it's too early to tell, but again, I'm getting various different reports. Some have had said up to 100 mil, where obviously that's a heavy rain and hopefully there won't be too much damage going forward. Other areas have had had some rain, but very little damage. In fact, there's some places in some areas of Rumbar where they've actually had harvesting with tractors going up and down the road. So they've had little rain there, but other areas where they've had a heavy rain, well, obviously they won't be on the farm today and they'll be assessing the any outcome of the rain.
That was Jeff Scott, the CEO of the Australian Table Grape Growers Association. And one of those farmers that we were just hearing about who has been out on their paddocks checking his block this morning to assess the damage is wine grape grower Stephen Frasca. Stephen, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Where exactly is your farm, Stephen?
I've got a couple of properties, one at Mervyn South and one in Madura South.
So I believe you grow wine grapes.
Yes.
How are they faring today?
They're looking pretty good. I can't see no split as yet, which is good. But, yeah, with this wind and a bit of warmth, hopefully it dries them up pretty quick and, yeah. But don't get no split, we should be fine.
So for those listening who aren't in a wine-growing area, what is split?
It's when the berries get too big and they just split open and they just get wounds and the flesh is exposed and you can get botrytis in there.
So we've been hearing from the Weather Bureau some advice around farmers having to look out for brown rot. Is that something that you're a bit concerned about now that you've had some rain?
You can be, but... Yeah, we will only get that if you got really tight bunches. If you got any damage in that bunch, you get brown rot. If you got no damage inside the bunch, you should be fine.
So how much rain did you end up getting last night?
I think my Mervyn South probably, one of the gauges blew over, so I can't tell that one. But one
not
of the gauges showed, yeah, one showed 60. And my Madura South property, I think it was about 80 plus.
Are you expecting any more rain?
I hope not. Bugger all clouds in the sky, so hope not.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time today on the Country Hour.
This week on Landline, reshaping the system, bringing in seasonal workers from the Pacific and Timor-Leste.
There's been a massive ease of operation for those people out there exploiting labour.
And dynasty dreams in the Red Centre.
Granddad had country down in the Flinders Ranges and the Eyre Peninsula. And he bought this place on a whim, see how he went up here, and yeah, we're still here.
That's Landline, 12:30 Sunday on ABC TV.
And if you'd like to text in, as I mentioned, 0467 842 722. We've also got Enrique Rossi on the line. He's a table grape grower in Mervyn South. He had 98 mils of rain at his place last night. Enrique, welcome to the Country Hour.
Hi, thank you.
So you got a lot of rain last night. How has your grape crop coped?
For the rain, I'm very surprised. I mean, it's been good. There is no split or ring neck or any damage visible yet. But to be wise, it's better wait up to 3 days after rain to see the real damage.
So you won't be able to assess the damage for another couple of days yet, Enrique?
At the moment, looks positive. I mean, no immediate damage, but there are chances with weather conditions, humidity, and the maturity of the fruit that could appear a little bit later. But so far, so good. So it's a very good indicative.
So what damage did the wind cause? We heard from Stephen just before about some of the wind that has been in the region as well. What's it meant for you?
I got quite a few rows on the ground, broken from strainer to strainer, some strainers, panels, and so on, especially on the boundary rows. So, yeah, a lot of rows down, to be honest.
So you grow table grapes on about 24 acres there at Mervyn South. Who do you supply?
I export 100% overseas. My main market is Japan.
So how has that been with the international trade at the moment? Has it been all pretty solid, or have you had problems with being able to get stock over to Japan?
At the moment, we haven't started. I mean, harvest hasn't started. We expect to be within 2 weeks to start, but we do see challenging the logistics, and it is more risky since... if there is any outbreak on the distribution centers, I mean, all the freight forwarders, or even on the port, or even on the vessel, if there is someone sick and they need to do a cleanup, or people need to isolate, it could have serious impact on delays. I mean, once there are a few delays, it's a big bottleneck. So it could be problems ahead, yes.
Well, good luck with that, Enrique. We might check in with you about that in the future. That's Enrique Rossi there joining us today on the Country Hour, a table grape grower from Merbein South.
On ABC Radio Victoria, this is the Victorian Country Hour.
And just before we head to the markets, in news just in, WorkSafe is investigating the death of a truck driver who fell from the top of a truck at the Ridley's Grain Depot at Maffra a week ago. The 60-year-old suffered severe head injuries and died in hospital on Friday. WorkSafe says a handrail failed when the man was closing hatches on top of the truck's grain container. He fell about 4 metres onto concrete. That's three people now that have died at a work site in Victoria this year so far. Off to the markets now, as you can hear. We'll start today in Wagga with the lamb report from Leanne Dax.
Good afternoon. A short trade week and smaller yarding of 15,000 lambs and 3,500 sheep at Wagga combined to set the market on fire, with lambs $20 to $30 dearer. Quality was very good, with big numbers of grain-assisted lambs and in shorter skins. Not all buyers attended or operated fully. 21 to 22 kilo, 190 to 227, 22 to 24 kilo, 210 to 240, averaging 937 cents a kilogram carcass weight. 24 to 26, 225 to 246, 26 to 30, 230 to 272, averaging 890 cents a kilogram carcass weight. The big lambs over 30 kilos, 260 to $300. Store lambs, 123 to 174. Sheep prices surged ahead, $15 to $25. Big heavy ewes, $160 to $240. Trade sheep, $126 to $154, averaging 611 cents a kilogram carcass weight. I'm Leanne Dax for MLA.
Thanks for that, Leanne. Now to Hamilton with Chris Agnew.
Thanks, Jane. At Hamilton, agents yarded a small offering of 2,000 sheep, where the quality was plain and mixed with most weights and grades available. The majority of the yarding being crossbred ewes. The regular field of buyers were in attendance and most fully active, indicating that some works are almost back to normal in a market that was dearer by $10 to $12 per head, with heavy sheep being firm and the very light sheep up to $25 per head stronger. Heavy crossbred ewes made to 184, with the well-covered merino ewes making between $125 and $163 per head to average around that 580 to 640 cents a kilogram carcass weight. At Hamilton, this is Chris Agnew reporting for MLA.
Thanks, mate. It's now off to Bairnsdale with the cattle report from Brendan Fletcher.
Numbers decreased to 117. That's 21 fewer, with a smaller group of buyers operating in a mixed market. Quality declined, with fewer prime cattle and more bulls. Trade cattle were in short supply, with most young lots selling to restockers. Grown steers and bullocks sold firm. Cows improved slightly, with processors loading cows for an estimated 610 to 640 cents a kilogram carcass weight. Heavy bulls slipped 30 cents. Young cattle to restockers sold from 434 to 522, grown steers and bullocks 411 to 450. Light and medium weight cows 240 to 267, heavy weights 275 to 332, restocking cows 275 to 337, heavy bulls 247 to 316. This is Brendan Fletcher reporting for MLA.
Thanks for that, Brendan. And just a reminder as well, before we just quickly head to the weather, that today's program will be wrapping up in 5 minutes at 12:35. And tomorrow, because of the cricket as well, we'll also be having a shorter program. But we never forget about the weather here on the Country Hour. We know it's important to our farmers. We've got Mark Analock on the line here from the Weather Bureau. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
I'm not bad, but looking out the window, it's severely different than it has been the last few days. How's everything looking across the state today, Mark?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting previous 24 hours. We've had some severe thunderstorms up in the northwest. Mildura produced 80 millimetres of rain and some flash flooding up in the northwest. The other thunderstorm of note is one that moved over sort of Malmesbury, Kyneton area, producing 75 millimetres in Kyneton. And that sort of continued along the Calder Freeway down to the northern suburbs of Melbourne, and that patch of thunderstorms are now moving into sort of the western part of Gippsland. So quite dark skies over West Gippsland with some thunderstorms around. At the moment, out in the west, it can be pretty steamy actually, with temperatures into low 30s, very humid and clear skies. But as we say here at the Weather Bureau, beware the clear air. This afternoon, those conditions are likely to change with plenty of convection, showers and thunderstorms likely to develop about the western part of the state this afternoon. And for the central and eastern parts, yes, we're likely to see showers and thunderstorms pop up over central districts, but this stuff over the east is likely to gradually contract eastwards and clear later today. So very humid still, very warm across the state, and there is potential for showers and thunderstorms, particularly across western and central parts of the state. Moving into tomorrow, the whole system moves a little bit further east, so particularly central and eastern parts of the state are likely to see these heavy showers and thunderstorms before it moves into the east for the weekend. So Gippsland and sort of the eastern third of the state is likely to see continued showers and thunderstorms through the weekend. At the weekend, western and central parts of the state will be under the influence of a high pressure system moving in from the west. So it's likely that we'll see a temporary cooling with the southerly winds pushing up over the western part of the state. But as we move into the early part of next week, the moisture will return, and we're looking at hot and humid conditions again early to mid next week as the winds turn east to northeasterly again. So plenty of showers and thunderstorms expected for the next sort of 48 hours or so, particularly through central parts of the state. And we could see falls of the order of sort of 20 to 30 millimetres generally across the state, but through the central parts we could see thunderstorms delivering falls of 40, 50, 60 millimetres of rain. So plenty of available moisture, and please be aware of any warnings that the Bureau issues over the next 24, 48 hours.
So we did have that severe thunderstorm warning cancelled about an hour ago or so for people in the Melbourne region, Mornington Peninsula, Western Port and Central West and South Gippsland. Are we expecting that region to get any more warnings maybe coming up later this afternoon or tomorrow?
Yes. There is the potential for some more showers and thunderstorms to pop up this afternoon, and they could be severe thunderstorms. Where they occur or not over the Mornington Peninsula or not is yet to be seen. We'll just have to keep an eye on the radar for that. But certainly any part through the central and western parts of the state could be earmarked for a potential severe thunderstorm this afternoon.